didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when your worst enemy is after your best girl, it's time to be a superhero.
Let's get out there and make a difference.
Wait, did I leave the stove on?
Deadpool.
You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. We are doing the Deadpool movie recap. On the line with me, I have Keisha, Ella, and Brancy, so it is quite the party. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Excited.
I am excited, too, because I've seen this movie twice already, and I still want to go see it again.
It is
so
one of those movies that you have to keep seeing.
Yeah, it is, because you just catch more stuff, because I've already, like, picked up on more stuff going back and rewatching it. What were your initial thoughts overall, Keisha?
Well,
I'd
been a fan of the cosplayers. Like, that's my introduction to Deadpool was actually going to comic book conventions and running into Deadpool cosplayers and just thinking they were so funny. And then I saw the leaked footage and got really, really excited. So I had really high expectations for the Deadpool character and started reading the comic books. And then seeing the movie, it was like, oh my God, this is exactly what we needed from this particular character. It was anything you could have ever wanted in a comic book movie, that's what it was.
What about you, Ella?
Me? I don't know. I was like, I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I really liked the movie. I liked the character and everything, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just something about the movie is the way it kind of kept cutting in and out of one of the flashbacks and stuff that, I don't know, I just didn't enjoy that part of it too much. But,
yeah.
I will watch the sequel when it comes out, and I probably will watch it again because, like I said, I went to the movies and saw it, but it's not my favorite at the moment.
All right. Brancy?
I finally got to see Deadpool last night. I had to wait a whole week, and that was torture. But I loved it, despite the fact that the person sitting next to me was very bothersome. It was two girls, and you guys are going to just scream when I tell you this. She left halfway into the movie.
Oh, my God.
Was she offended?
Why? Was she offended by Ryan Reynolds?
Well, she was like,
how do you
because she whispered to her friend, and her friend was loving it, and then she was like, I just don't like it, and she was like, I'm going to go, and I was like, what? You just paid $11 to see this movie, and you're going to leave?
Yeah,
not only is it a great movie, but movie tickets nowadays is like half your rent, so, you know.
For real.
Yeah. It's like, if I leave, I mean, you got to go in knowing that you're going to at least kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not
and
like
I was horrified.
Previews and teasers.
Mm-hmm.
I was
like,
horrified.
You go in there knowing what to expect.
She'd have been like, nobody wants you here anyway.
Well, as soon as she left, I was like, shh, forget this. And I just took over the armrest. I was like, all right, goodbye. If you're not going to enjoy the movie, just go.
Yeah,
I was more like Keisha. Like, I've found out about Deadpool through the conventions and seeing, like, Deadpool parades and, like, all that. And I just started reading the comic books after I watched the movie. I've had the comic books on my computer now for, like, a couple months, but I'm lazy when it comes to reading stuff on my computer. I don't know. I like it. Like, I wish I had them all, but I'm also like, I have no room to put comic books, so it's better that they're on my computer.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
reading for losers, so it's okay.
I just want to look at all the pretty pictures.
There's nothing worse. Yeah. How hard is it to read?
Hush it. You know what I mean. But yeah, that's how I found out about Deadpool, and I loved all the shenanigans that, like, all the cosplayers would pull with stuff, and now I just read the comic books in Ryan Reynolds' voice, so it's just, like, that much better.
Exactly.
But I love the movie. I love the movie. I love it.
I will say I was a little disappointed. I mean, the movie execution was great, but I was kind of disappointed because the marketing, basically, like, a lot of the jokes were already in the trailer. So it was like, instead of having that unexpected laughter, you were like waiting for that because you knew the scene was coming up, that joke that was happening.
And that's
so
right. My problem too, because I think that, like, that's what a lot of movies these days, like, they put the best scenes out in the trailers, and then, like, you've already seen half the movie by the time you go because of the trailers.
Yeah, and that happens a lot now, and it's really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's a really good joke they put in the trailer, and then it's not in the movie. And then it's just like, oh, okay, so you guys just used a different take. Okay, that's, all right. The one in the trailer was better than the joke you put in the movie, but okay. One thing I was really in love with was the soundtrack for this movie.
Oh, me too.
The soundtrack was amazing. So whoever did that, props to them for just from, like, the very beginning of the opening movie. It was like, I can't remember what that song's called, Angel in the Morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you got Wham and all the other people.
DMX,
I really love the soundtrack. Yeah, you really can't go wrong with that soundtrack. Like, I've been listening to it over and over on YouTube. For the past week or two, or when it came out last week. Yeah. So.
February 12th.
We're
reading up on a lot of art. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I've been reading up on, like, what people are trying to say about it, because, like, one of the big advertising points was that this is not your ordinary superhero movie. And then some people had the complaint that, yeah, he breaks the fourth character, but at the same time, it still follows the narrative of a typical superhero movie. So I wanted to see what everyone else thought of that.
I kind of agree with that. It does kind of follow the narrative a little bit. Typical, because it's always like the, you know, you got the villain and then the hero trying to save the world. But, I mean, even though he's not typically the typical hero, but he's still kind of a hero.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said it in the movie. He's like, I'm not a hero. I'm a bad guy that takes care of worse guys or whatever. And, I mean, he kind of is. But at the same time, I don't know. It's like it's a gray area, I think, that he falls into.
Yeah. And
right.
So, with Jessica Jones, because, like, Jessica Jones, that's one of my favorite things that Marvel has done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she
I haven't
has
watched
such
that
a gray
yet.
Area.
Well, yeah, it's because they're not heroes, they're anti-heroes.
Yeah.
And it follows the same format. It's the same reason people love Dexter, but he kills people every single episode. But, you know, you have a purpose, just like a regular hero, but your methods are messed up and morally gray, like the real people of the world. So it's what people like.
Or, like, you know, like Klaus and Elijah Michelson.
Exactly.
Or
the anti-hero. Yeah. I think I have a type, and it is the anti-hero.
I definitely have a type for the anti-hero.
Yeah. What were your guys' favorite moments or scenes or, like, lines from the movie?
I love the taxi cab driver. You seen they had a taxi cab driver in it with him? I thought that was
hilarious.
Oh, was it Mohinder?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that one.
When he was like, you should not kill her, but he was like mouthing, yes,
kill
go
him.
Ahead and
yeah.
kill
him.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him. Kill him.
Yeah. One thing I really did not like was the Colossus.
You didn't like Colossus?
No. I liked the Daniel Cudmore version of Colossus. So
me
much
too.
Better.
Me
yeah.
too.
I don't know if I'm biased because I got to meet him, but I was not a fan of the, like, puking Russian one that had a lot of, like, fluffy feels about stuff. I don't know.
I thought he was great. I loved this Colossus. I thought he was, like, the perfect balance between Wade Wilson's disregard for the natural order of superhero actions and, you know, bringing that sappiness to this really, really rough movie. So I thought he was great.
I just don't like the fact that they changed him. Like, I know, I think Daniel put on Twitter that, like, it just didn't work out scheduling-wise or something with him in the studio, or they couldn't come to agreement, I don't know. But I think it's mostly I was just upset because, like, we've seen him as Colossus for so long, and now it's like, oh, here's this guy. But he doesn't even look the same as the other Colossus. Like, he's much more, like, bigger and, like, he almost looked like a Hulk, almost, in a way. He was so sturdy and bulky. But Negasonic Super Teenage Warhead, I loved her. She was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I love her.
Love her. She's getting a lot of love. I think it was Jesus who called her his new crush. The actress is 19, so it's okay. It's not illegal. Okay. I looked it up.
Glad you clarified.
You're welcome. But yeah, she was really, really cool and fun to watch. And I love her shaved head. Now I want to go shave my head.
Right? Like, she could really pull that look off. And that's hard to do. And I was like, man, I wish I could pull off a shaved head like that. But I'm like, don't shave your head.
You have to have the right head shape for that.
Do you know if she's going to be in the sequel or not? Have y'all heard anything? Because I haven't...
I haven't heard
Keira
anything.
Keira Knightley's supposed to play Cable.
Yeah, Cable's about the only thing I heard that's...
Yeah. I loved that end credit scene. I know some people are like, oh, that wasn't worth the wait. But I liked it because I liked Ferris Bueller, so I thought it was cute.
I don't know, that's what it reminded me. I was like, wonder where I was like, that kind of reminded me of something. That...
Yeah, yeah, it was the Ferris Bueller. I can't talk, but yeah, it was that one. Brancy, what was your favorite part?
I don't know what my favorite part is. I liked the whole
all
thing. The whole thing.
All of it.
To save you the answer.
But I did like the end credit scene, though, because apparently lanterns are stupid and don't know you're supposed to wait because half the theater left. But I know some people said it wasn't worth the wait, but I personally think that the way they handled it, yeah, pretty much. I liked it, though, because I feel like, I mean, this is such a different kind of quote-unquote hero movie that you don't want it to be the exact same type of end credit scene, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it fit the theme very well.
Yeah, like
it's so different than any of the other superhero movies that Marvel has, so I didn't want it to be the exact same, or else you're putting it in that category, and it's not in that category.
Yeah. Did you guys have any favorite characters that, like, I mean, Deadpool obviously is great, but, like, anyone else
Francis.
That, like, you're just, like,
Francis?
Oh, Francis.
Francis.
I will never look at Ajax soap the same ever again. Sorry.
Yeah, I won't either. Someone already put on Facebook a meme with a piece of duct tape across the Ajax soap, and they wrote Francis.
That's great.
Yeah, so those memes are already happening. I loved, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now,
Oh my god, I feel bad. What's the old lady's name?
Oh yeah.
That he lived with?
I can't remember. I can't remember either.
That's what he called her, anyways.
What is it?
I think he called her Robin because he made a comment about Batman and Robin. That's how I remember it, at least. I don't know if that was her actual name.
He probably doesn't even know her name.
Yeah, that's just what he called her.
Wasn't
but
it like Al or something? Hold on, guys.
I don't know.
I will look it up. But I loved her. I loved her wittiness, and I love how she's like, I miss cocaine.
Perfect.
Keisha, who was your favorite? Who's my favorite person?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with Super Negasonic Cage Warhead. She's that perfect, she's pretty badass. She's badass. She speaks when needs to be spoken to, or how do I put it? She didn't talk too much, and it was perfect. She was just awesome. And she had that silent badass thing going on.
Yeah.
Blind Al is her name, the old lady that he lives with. I just love that he takes taxis to go fight people, and he leaves his guns all the time, and then he lives with this blind old woman and wears Crocs when he gets home. Like, it's just hilarious.
The Crocs were interesting, yes.
Yeah.
What was more interesting, his Crocs or his unicorn? Oh, yeah, that unicorn that he has.
I didn't understand that. Like, why a unicorn? Just because?
It's kind of a sexual reference, I think, but I can't remember what exactly it is, but pansexual, so I guess that's, like, part of it.
That was a special unicorn shout-out.
What?
I
loved all the Wolverine jokes, though, that they kept making, and all the fourth wall breaks.
Oh, yeah.
I heard some people are, like, getting annoyed by that. Yeah. Okay, so are we just supposed to ignore everything that happened with him and the Wolverine origins?
I think so. I think that's why he's making the Wolverine jokes.
Yeah, is that what that was? We're just pretending that it just never happened?
I guess so.
Or is this supposed to be like a prequel or something?
I was just thinking that it couldn't be a prequel because wouldn't it, I mean... Well, it may be, but because in the Wolverine movies, his face was not messed up. His body wasn't messed up.
Yeah,
that whole appearance is like not. I mean, it's canon for that one movie, but like in the comics, Deadpool and Wolverine they go face to face, and I believe Deadpool actually beat Wolverine at some point. Let me look that up, actually. I should probably Google that right now. I can't remember who beat who, but they do end up fighting in the comics. But I think I think right now we're just supposed to ignore the fact that X-Men Wolverine Origins happened, and this is kind of fixing that.
Proof of their methods. Because I did not like him, and
I think everybody approved. Nobody liked that appearance. That was like anti, and I don't even know what they were thinking. Why A, did they have him with his mouth sewn shut? Why did they give him red eyeshadow? Why was he shirtless? Where were the scars? Like, I don't, it was like some guy who heard the name Deadpool but had never seen the comic books was like, okay, let's make this guy scary. And just started pulling stuff out of a hat. And then just said, okay, we're going to make him this. That's it.
I wasn't a fan of that. I also saw in the very beginning, I think it was the very beginning, they had like a Green Lantern little thing. It was like a card or something. Yeah, there was a lot. There were so many like little like references to things in this movie. I loved it all. Like, I can't really pick, like, a favorite scene.
I think one that sticks out is when he cuts off his hand. I think that was very, very Deadpool, because even in the comics, he'll, to get out of situations, he's not above cutting off limbs to escape. And so I loved the nod to the comics with that, where he just cuts off his hand, and then it grows back, but it's like a little baby hand for a little bit.
That was so, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
That
was kind of gross.
And then he was feeling Blindhouse's face, which is like, why is your hand so small? But then he makes it even worse. He's like, it's going to feel so big in my hand tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they could have picked a better person to be Deadpool.
No,
I don't
Ryan
think
had,
anyone
like, such a huge,
mm-hmm. had such a huge part in making this movie and, like, getting it. Because what do you say? It took, like, 10 years. This is, like, 10 years in the making.
11 years.
11?
It was his, yeah, his first introduction to Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, you got to interview Ryan Reynolds. So why don't you just go ahead and recap that.
That was I think we're coming up on a year ago. I was interviewing him for a movie called Woman in Gold. And, of course, my editors were like, we have to talk about Deadpool. We have to talk about Deadpool. And so I asked him, you know, this movie is coming out. How you feel about it? And, you know, he was really, really excited. It took him 11 years to make. I think a friend, the reason he knows about Deadpool was because a friend was like, you know what? You're like this guy, Deadpool. You're very much like him. And he's like, okay, I'll check this out. And he also did the movie Blade, which was like a precursor to Wade Wilson. So he started, you know, reading all the comics, really getting into it, and then, you know, getting the project off the ground. And, of course, the studio was like, you know, how are we going to make this movie? First of all, he breaks the fourth wall. We don't know, like, how is that going to work? It's not like any other superhero movie. So it was virtually not happening. And then finally someone, I think it's Ryan Reynolds, leaked the footage
in 2014.
I think it
is too. Like, I put money on Ryan Reynolds. I know he's like, I didn't do it, but pretty sure he did.
Yeah. Do you guys think he leaked the footage?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because he's too hyped up about the movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely him.
Yeah, because right at, like, literally, footage hit the internet, and, like, I don't know, maybe a few weeks or a few days later, Fox put the movie on the dock. They said Deadpool and gave it a date. They didn't even call
the
cast.
Well, that was because
Ryan Reynolds.
That's because the internet, like, lost it, because they saw the test footage and everybody went crazy for it. So they really didn't have a choice, which I kind of was really happy about.
That was awesome. I was wondering how many pissed off executives were like, oh, my God, what is this? Deadpool.
That's why I love the opening credits, when it's like directed by an overpaid tool and produced by
that was awesome.
I think Stan Lee's cameo in this one is probably one of the best ones that he's been in so far.
Oh, yes.
I live for Stan Lee's
cameos.
Yeah. They don't get any better than him being a strip DJ in a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he was just like, screw it, I'm old, I don't care, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to be the DJ at a strip club.
Right,
like,
he's Stanley.
Like,
he
can
he
do
come
whatever
up with the cameos?
I don't
like,
know.
I wonder if they're like, hey, what cameo do you want to be? I feel like that
That's
would be like
question.
Make it even better.
Yeah.
Huh? I feel like that would make it even better if like Stan Lee, like, he picks all of his cameo moments. Like, I just want to show up right here. Right there.
I certainly hope he does. I mean, he can do whatever the hell he wants. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stan Lee, oh my God, he's like 93 years old now. We got to hold on to him as long as we can.
We don't talk about his age, okay?
Okay. He just announced that he's making his final con appearance in Toronto, I think, or somewhere in Canada. He's making his final con appearance.
Oh, it's his final one?
Okay, well, I gotta make sure I get to MegaCon this year and get a Stan Lee photo. It's on my bucket list.
Has he been announced?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's announced at MegaCon.
I don't know, I just started a sale yet for him, but he's announced. I tried last year, but that didn't work out very well. Waited for like 7 hours in line for Norman Reedus, but I digress. I loved Vanessa. I loved her. She's been in like a lot more stuff lately too. Like she keeps popping up and stuff. Because I first saw her on Gotham when I started catching up on the show, and she keeps showing up and stuff that I'm watching. Like, oh hey, it's what's her face from Gotham. I thought she was really great in this movie.
She's really different and really cool in a female heroine.
Mm-hmm.
Heroine, like a drug. No. But the cool thing about her is that, like, she's the perfect, what do they say, that he's the crazy to her, he's the crazy to his crazy?
They fit, their crazy fits his crazy or whatever, and they're like jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah, which is really cute and messed up, too, because their jokes are really messed up, but that's what makes them perfect. And I've seen people complain that, oh, she's, like, useless. Like, she's just another, like, side character. But I didn't see that. She's not a superhero.
Like
she's a regular person.
Yeah. I liked how she wasn't really, like, a damsel in distress. Like, she was, but at the same time, like, she stabbed Francis with the sword, and, like, she did her best to, like, save herself. Like, she got out of stuff. Like, I hate when they're just always, like, just sit there and don't try to help and don't do anything and just wait to be rescued. Like, she's, like, she did everything she could for being a human among all the mutants running around.
Well, I know in the commercial she said she was no damsel in distress, but I can't remember if she said it in the movie, too. Do y'all remember she said that in the movie?
I don't know if she said it in the movie.
So I know she said it in one of the previews. She was like, I'm no damsel in distress.
Yeah, I don't think she... I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember her saying it.
Yeah, it might be one of those
either.
Things where they
I just
have it
that
in
commercial.
Trailer.
Yeah.
All right, overall... 1 out of 10, what would you guys rate it, Ella?
Give it an 8.
8? All right. Keisha?
I'd give it over 9,000.
Over 9,000. Okay. Brancy?
Definitely a 10 out of 10. If I could give it more, I would definitely give it more.
I mean, you could just be a Keisha.
Yeah, but Keisha doesn't play by the rules. So,
yeah. I don't either. I'm going to one-up Keisha and say over 10,000. So, just
25,600.
Oh my God.
infinite gold stars. Anything else you guys wanted to cover about the movie? I think we pretty much went over a lot of it.
Just that his penis was great in that fight scene. It was fabulous. Props to Fluffer.
All right, I think that's a good note to end it on.
I think that is.
Ryan Reynolds' penis.
Pretty much.
That was an epic fight
scene,
though. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
And props to the makeup artist, because I could not see a single... seam line on that makeup, and it was beautiful. Alright, where can we find you guys on the interwebs? Keisha?
I'm on Twitter at KeyLime on some other stuff too. Oh, KeishaHadja.com and Instagram and Snapchat at KeyLimeSmile.
If I had a dollar for every time you forget your own website. This happened on the original show the other day.
Brancy, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at VROBrancy.
And Ella?
I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr as Grounded Souls.
All right. And I am on Twitter and Instagram at RachelEP. Don't forget to check out Variety Radio on Facebook, Instagram. We're on Twitter at the VRO. And you can check out our website at thevro.com for more reviews and recaps, TV shows, and all that jazz. And be sure to go ahead and like us on Facebook and follow us on Tumblr. All right, we will see you all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.